You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Forrest and Bird are concerned that the Ministry for Primary Industries, the government agency in charge of biosecurity, is promoting pest weed species as part of its Billion Trees program, including one species that is illegal to sell or propagate and others that ratepayers are spending millions trying to eradicate. They say the list could cost taxpayers millions more and undo countless hours of volunteer work that have been dedicated to trying to get rid of these weeds, such as the Japanese spindle tree. Kevin Hackwell is the Chief Conservation Advisor for Forrest and Bird. I wanted to know, how serious is the problem and how is this even allowed to happen?
Well, the government's got this Billion Trees program, which is a good program. They're wanting to use it for employment purposes, but also particularly for climate change, carbon sequestration. So they want to plant a billion trees in the next decade, MPI, Ministry of Primary Industries, which does the forestry stuff, it's put out a list of potential species that could be used in the planting, and it's good to see a whole pile of natives are in that list, but also a lot of exotics, and that's where the alarm bells went off. Reading through the list of exotics, we noticed that there were quite a few that are recognised weed species, and in fact there's at least one that's actually illegal. MPI is the agency that oversees it. It's actually illegal to sell or propagate it in New Zealand, and we just found it amazing that somebody hadn't done their checking enough that the list had these species in it.
How on earth was this even allowed to happen? Was it simply a result of human error, or is there something more to it?
We're not sure. My guess is that things were done in haste and that there wasn't the double-checking someone with the real experience looking over the list. The irony is that, of course, MPI oversees forestry operations, which is why they're doing the billion trees, but also MPI has New Zealand's Biosecurity Agency. If anybody should know about the risks of weedy species and the cost to the country of those, it would be MPI. And it's clear that one part of MPI wasn't talking to the other part, which of course they should have done in this circumstance.
Speaking of that cost, what exactly do you think the ramifications of this are going to be for our environment, economically, but also just conservationally speaking?
Hopefully not are. That's the point. We've raised the issue and we identified there was the one tree that's actually illegal to propagate in New Zealand. We identified another seven that were clearly identified as weedy species by the Weed Busters organisation. It's a collaboration between Department of Conservation, Ministry of Primary Industries and various regional councils, that is trying to get people to coordinate their work on weeds around New Zealand. And so that many species we identified, and then as a result of us putting that out there and saying, wow, this is nuts, there's no way this should happen, Ministry of Primary Industries have come back and said, okay, no, they've identified 12 species which they've taken off the list. So hopefully it won't happen. We're asking people to look carefully at the risk, and if they see species which they think might be a problem in their region, that they should get back to Ministry of Primary Industries and make sure that the species are taken off. So hopefully it won't mean a problem. That's the whole point of raising the issue. But it could, if it had gone ahead, it could mean, it could cost millions and millions of dollars. I mean, we're already spending huge sums of money trying to deal with wildling pines, particularly in the South Island, the dry areas of the South Island. Every year, the government, including MPI, Department of Conservation, regional councils, they spend millions of dollars on weed tree control, and community groups put out a huge amount of energy and effort, volunteer their time to do that as well. So it's a very big issue to New Zealand. It costs a lot of money, and the last thing you want is having one program like the Billion Trees actually making another problem, and that's why we've raised the issue. The Ministry of Primary Industries should definitely be looking carefully at its list and only promoting species that are not going to be a weed problem in the future.
So you think you caught it in time then?
We think we have, and to be fair to them, we identified eight species just in a quick review of the list, we went, well, there's at least eight there that shouldn't be on that list. They came back after we raised the issue and said, okay, we've removed 12 species from the list. There may well be some others that should go as well. But that was a good response. That's what we'd asked for. And we hope that to say that they'll sit down very carefully and scrutinise the list, take their time. Better to get it right now rather than make a mistake. We're not opposed at all to the Billion Tree Program. It's a good idea. It has, you know, potential to do some very good things. But it's just we've got to do it properly. It's got to be done properly, and that's the key thing here.
So what would your advice to MPI be then?
Well, is count to 10, take your time, check things, and make sure that the right people get to review what you're doing. Given the risk of weed problems, then clearly someone should have gone to the biosecurity part of MPI and had a double check. Get it right. That's the thing. Just make sure that you don't rush things and make mistakes.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.